evening. I would like to read a few verses of Scripture in your hearing this evening. First of all, I would like to reread the words that are found in the book of Revelation, chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying, with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, for ever and ever. And then I'd like to read a few verses, please, from Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, the moving account of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, the sacrificing of the Lamb, and verse 39. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Shall we bow in a moment's prayer? O blessed God, our Father, we draw near to thee at this time, and from our hearts, everyone who knows and loves the Lord Jesus would acknowledge before thee that he is indeed altogether lovely. We worship him this evening, and we thank thee for giving him to us and giving us to him. And Father, we pray this evening that these poor clay lips in these closing moments may speak well of the one who pleases thy heart. And may every heart here this evening bow in adoration before the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, the King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sit here this evening at Greenwood Hills, Pennsylvania, there is a real man far beyond the trammeling and troubles of earth, beyond the space probes, beyond the distant galaxies that can be seen dimly with the astronomer's telescope. Seated at the right hand of God, there is a real man, the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know how it was with you this evening, but as I listened to those lovely hymns, I found it very difficult not to join in and sing. For everyone who knows the Lord Jesus, it is indeed the highest honor to worship at his feet. No man ever came to God without a lamb. There were those who tried, as in the case of Cain, in the first chapters of our Bible, we read of a man who attempted to come to God with the fruit of a cursed earth. He attempted to enter into the presence of God with no consciousness of the great barrier that was there because of his sin. He came to God, or attempted to, without any appreciation of how awful sin must be, and how costly it was to bring us back to God. In Genesis chapter 22, a man stood on the top of Mount Moriah with a knife raised to heaven, ready to plunge it into the breast of his well-beloved son. And he heard a voice from heaven that called him to stop. For this was but a picture of another lamb. And Abraham rejoiced to see the day of the Lord Jesus, the day in which that great name of his, Jehovah Jireh, would be fulfilled. The Lord would provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. May I ask you a question this evening that I trust will reach to your heart? Are you good enough for God? The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Rome, in the 10th chapter of that letter, he says that his prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For he bore them record that they had a zeal, but it was without knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God, they were setting about to provide their own righteousness. And all the religions of the world are man's attempt to provide something that will bring them back into a relationship with God. Oh, but says the Apostle Paul, don't you know that God has already provided the Lamb, and that Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the book of Revelation, the Lamb is spoken of in great detail. In chapter 5, we read of the worth of the Lamb. And in chapter 6, we read of the wrath of the Lamb. And in chapter 7, we read of the blood of the Lamb. And in chapter 15, we read of the song of the Lamb. In chapter 19, we read of the marriage of the Lamb. And in chapter 21, of the book of the Lamb. And in chapter 22, of the throne of the Lamb. I would like to think a little bit with you this evening of the worth of the Lamb. We read that he is worthy to receive blessing and honor and glory and power. And then we read in Matthew chapter 27, a little vignette from the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Isn't it terrible that we, the creatures, should crucify our Creator, that we, the sinners, should reject, should refuse our only hope, that we would mock the Son of God. We read, they said concerning him, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. They mocked him as the blesser. Oh, say every tongue, as they see him seated upon the throne, he is worthy of blessing. But here we read them say, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. They mocked him as the blesser. Once and for all, they should have laid to rest any argument here concerning the miracles which he performed. Those whom he healed those eyes to which he gave sight, those limbs to which he gave strength, those broken hearts that he mended. Even his enemies, they declared for all to hear, he saved others. Himself, he cannot save. But of course that was true. If he was going to be your Savior this evening and my Savior, he could not save himself. He must offer himself as the sin offering to bring us to God. What a wonderful plan this is. The poet has written, venture on him. Venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. None but Jesus, Jesus only, can do helpless sinners good. He is the one you need tonight. He is the only one you need tonight. If you have never, in your experience, come to the end of your own attempts to establish your own righteousness. And I am amazed at the suggestions that some people make concerning their righteousness before God. People come to me and say, but Mr. Preacher, what are you telling me? That I'm a sinner? Don't you know that my aunt played the organ in such and such a church for 37 years? And with this hope, indeed this hopelessness, is it possible that you who are depending on the gift of a little money or a few prayers or some attempt to live a fairly good life, that you will step out into eternity never having accepted God's way of salvation? There is only one way that God has provided. And when the Lamb was slain, it was required of the offerer to place his hands upon the head of the offering and to confess before God that he was the sinner for which the Lamb would die. And then he had to plunge in the night. He had to confess it was his fault that the Lamb would die. And on the basis of the shedding of the blood, he was accepted in the presence of God. Have you ever stood? Have you ever seen the Lord Jesus as your Lamb? Have you ever placed your hands, as it were, upon that dear head of his and confessed before God, I'm the sinner that Jesus died to save? They mocked him as the blesser. And then they mocked him in his honor. He is worthy of honor, say these people. But listen to this. Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and will rebuild it in 3 days. You have nails, but they're in your hands. You said you would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. You said you were a man of your honor, a man of your word. And they mocked his honor. My friend, every word the Lord Jesus ever spoke was true. And everything he ever promised will come to pass. And he said, the gentle, loving Lamb of God, he said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He meant it, and it will come to pass. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. They mocked his glory. They said, if he be the King of Israel, let him come down now and we will believe on him. The king, they said. And they laughed and spat in his face. He's a king, and so they crowned him with thorns. They anointed him with spittle. They nailed him to his throne. They bowed the knee in mockery. But my friend, he is the king just the same. And everyone in this audience this evening will someday bow the knees, indeed both knees, before that lovely man. And from that very throat of yours will come these words, Jesus. Christ is Lord, and you will acknowledge him then. And they mocked his power. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Why, it was the very fact that he stayed there that provides for you this evening this wonderful gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you have never personally had a time in your life when you have confessed before God, I am the guilty sinner that Jesus died to save, and by simply inviting him in, received him as your Savior, I would invite you this evening, right where you are, as you listen to these hymns, if you were listening, you heard enough already, to understand God's way of salvation. And if you will simply receive him as your Savior, I want to tell you, he won't refuse you. He'll take you just as you are. He'll save you by his grace. And he will give you his rightness before God so that you may come into God's presence on the basis of the shed blood and death of the Lord Jesus. And you will be accepted in the Beloved. And you will be saved from your sin and ready to meet God. Shall we pray? O blessed God, we stand in amazement at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus, bruised and put to shame, tells us all Jehovah's name. God is love, we surely know, by the Savior's depth of woe. Oh, we thank thee for the salvation story, that though we are sinners and far from God, there is a way back to God by the death of thy Son. And we thank thee for the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world, a Savior who is unto all, a righteousness that is unto all, but only upon all them that believe. And we pray that there will be those in the audience tonight who by simple faith in the Lord Jesus and his finished work and confession of their sin will receive him as their Savior tonight and go out of this building rejoicing in the Lord Jesus that he is their personal Savior and they are ready to meet God on the basis of the death of the Lamb of God. We thank thee for him and look forward to that day when we will gather about the Lamb and we will say of the truth, he is worthy to receive blessing and honor and glory and power, the one who is slain to redeem us to God by his precious, precious blood. And we come to thee in his precious, precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.